All right, so it's that time on Friday. I got to hustle. When we wonder aloud about the people in our sports orbit, if they have any self-awareness, consequences, it's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. Before we roll out the final list of the nominees for the first half of 2018, time for our proprietor to open it up.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
There's going to be a very infamous Jameis theme. And to start, Jameis Winston. Here we go again. From an alleged rape to a vile anti-woman rant to stealing from a Publix, now it's groping an Uber driver in a private place, and needless to say, considering the circumstance, without her permission. Not only is he once again being accused of being a sleazebag, but he lied about it. Not only did he lie, he got one of his buddies to release a statement that was also a complete falsehood. And, of course, upon learning he was going to be suspended, played the usual deck of cards from disappointed in the decision to the nauseating, this is not who I am, when in fact, you know what, Jameis, knowing what we know, pretty much you to a T. And the equally infuriating, I've eliminated alcohol from my life. What does that have to do with what you've already done? Next up, under the guidance of Commissioner Domestic Violence, the NFL. If it's not embarrassing enough that this clown continues to rule with an iron hand with no morals, no integrity, and he's just a liar, which we've already learned as information about what they knew about CTE and head trauma for years has surfaced. But in this case, they claim the victim, the Uber driver, is credible. They believe her. And then they enter into some kind of negotiation with this ding-dong Winston. And instead of what is provided for in the relatively new personal conduct policy, which should have been a six-game suspension, they cut it in half because, hey, he's a former number one pick. Got to get him back out there ASAP for the Bucks, right? In their statement, in essence, they admit he did exactly what she has accused him of, and punitive measures are appropriate. Hey, NFL Shield, nothing about this is appropriate, especially you. And again, Ray Rice, 2 games for knocking out his fiance, Winston, 3 for a sexual assault, Brady for maybe violating air in footballs, gets 4. That sounds balanced. Next up, I'm calling out the franchise, the Tampa Bay Bucks. Something I've been saying all week long. People tell you who they are sometimes frequently, like one of my faves, Michelle Beadle, stated this week with her always spot on moral compass. No sympathy for this franchise. They knew exactly what they were getting with this joker. And for the record, you're Tampa Bay. I mean, you came into the league as a joke, losing your first 26 games. You've had a great moment since you came into the league in 1976. The year Gruden took over the team from Dungy, you beat the Raiders in the Super Bowl because they knew every play that was going to be run. You took a predator with the top pick, probably means it won't work out because you always fail. And by the way, to show you what a rotten franchise they've been, name the last Tampa Bay quarterback to start a playoff game. 3, 2, 1. Hint, it was after the 2007 season.
Martin Gramatica.
Jeff Garcia.
Oh, wow.
Take a hint. This is who Jameis Winston is. Cut him now. And of course, I don't want to get into the whole Kaepernick debate, but you're willing to take a shot at a guy who has committed maybe multiple sexual assaults, but a guy who's actually speaking out for injustice and has contributed more than $1 million to just causes. Can't have him! Yeah, Jameis Winston's the tool, and this was an easy one. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.